you read about the killings? Homo killer on the prowl?
Talking at the gay bar in town.
Oh, the St. James Hotel stabbing. I read about that.
How'd you like to disappear?
Disappear?
Go undercover. These killings have a similar M.O.
I'm scared to death of cruising myself.
This is a preview of Now Playing's bonus review of Cruising.
It's a light romantic comedy. It's old-fashioned and sophisticated. The kind nobody's interested in anymore.
Our spring 2018 donation drive is currently underway, and Arnie, Stewart, and Jacob are reviewing 11 movies where Al Pacino plays cops and mobsters.
You know how many guys were arrested last year for impersonating a cop? There's more guys out there impersonating cops than there are actual cops.
You can hear these reviews by donating to Now Playing.
Who's here? I'm here. You're here.
It's your support that keeps Now Playing operating and putting out new shows without missing a single episode in over 7 years. That's over 400 weeks with a new free show every single Tuesday.
I want to see the world. Go for it.
Find out details how to hear this full episode at nowplayingpodcast.com/donate.
Well, if you take this assignment, you'll come out with more experience than any of my detectives.
This week, donors of $35 or more will get this week's Cruising podcast. Here's a preview of that show.
I want to send you out there to see if you can attract this guy.
This podcast preview may contain harsh language and plot spoilers. Listener discretion is advised.
Watch my lips! Get your pants down! Get them off!
You might think with a title like Cruising, when we start here in the harbor of New York, that, oh, it's going to be a pleasure trip. It's a boat. It's going to be nice. Until that yachtsman gets out there and is like, what's in the water? Oh, a severed hand. Then you know how ugly this movie's going to get.
No, I know how ugly it's going to get when that severed hand never comes back. You open on absolutely nothing.
It goes into a locker. It looks like there might be a torso in there, all kinds of body parts. That doesn't seem connected to the killer's M.O. at all, as we'll see.
And Friedkin, again, he is tapping into those murders that really happened in New York in 77 and 78. He is not pulling from the book at all. He is hoping that he can tie those two storylines together. He started in documentaries, and I think it's really a thing for him when he can document reality. These body parts, believe it or not, he got the coroner to actually use real torsos and stuff. Like, that's real. Like, what they're handling is actual body parts, and they got in a lot of trouble for that, as well as everything else in this movie.
That's kind of gross.
Very gross. Also gross, always gross, Joe Spinell. The next scene that seems untethered to the rest of the movie is the star of Maniac and the co-star of Last Dragon, Mike Starr, as six precinct cops trolling around the village, bemoaning the fact that they hate their wives so much.
There must have been a common casting agent, because you talk about Joe Spinell, but me, the gas man is here.
Oh, you're going to Dumb and Dumber? Come on.
Patrolman Deschner is the gas man from Dumb and Dumber. Every time I see this guy, we talked about him in The Last Dragon. Every time I see this guy, he's the gas man. And he looked the same in 1980 as he did in the 90s.
Well, what we've established here, in the previous scene, there was a detective. By the way, that's the real-life detective that consulted for French Connection that did go undercover as a gay man in the S&M world in real life and consulted on this movie. He said that he wasn't going to investigate those bodies. And we're getting the sense that this police force, not unlike Serpico, is just not going to do their job. They don't serve the public at large, particularly the gay subculture. They have no use for it. Here these guys are looking at the street, watching the cruising that's going on, and they clarify it as the whole city's about to explode, that kids used to be able to play stickball, and now we got this.
But they are participating, right? I get the sense that they are exploiting those two male crossdressers they pick up. Mike Starr makes one come up in the front seat with him, and the other one's got one in the back seat. and we'll see complaints. Again, I'm waiting for this whole thing to be resolved. Paul Sorvino's gonna like give a look at the very end, and that's it. It never does get resolved.
Where I'm really confused is I thought Joe Spinell was Al Pacino in a mustache.
Yes, I did too. I was so confused at the beginning.
What? You're kidding me. Ouch.
Look, they tell us that Al Pacino's character is picked because all the victims look like him, and there are many times I'm like, wait, is that Al Pacino? Has he been working out?
What Friedkin is trying to get at here is that it's very fluid, that it's very easy. The line between cop and perp, law-abiding and deviant, straight and gay, it's very blurry and fluid, and that people can play different roles here. And you're meant to be confused. It's meant to be a diffusion of identity that we can't tell who's who. But Joe Spinell's pretty damn recognizable anywhere, and I find him just a frightening person to look at. He's terrifying to me.
Pacino doesn't look much like himself in this movie either. He looks more like a young Sylvester Stallone. He's muscled up, he's got a perm.
Well, you say that, but I think this actor that they get, Arnaldo Santana, the first victim that we see attacked by the killer, I think that's what they were going for. Stallone was the sex symbol of the era. So how shocking it is to see this confident man walking up to, well, here's the trick that Friedkin pulls. We will find out that we think the killer is Stewart, but in fact, he has several people playing the killer throughout this movie. And sometimes it's the victims themselves. You are never to know who the real killer is. That's kind of what he's getting at, is that it's all of them, really. It's the culture at large that's killing them.
Well, that's not very good then.
Like, no.
I have a problem with that.
It's not. Yeah, I think you should. I think there was a point to the protest.
And with the voice of the killer, that voice was really strange.
The voiceover, you mean?
Yeah, I knew it wasn't the actor. You could just tell from the recording. After 13 years of podcasting, I've gotten an ear for background hiss. I'm like, okay, this isn't the same person. But you know who I had to look it up? Because you know who I thought it was? The same guy who does the voice of Ghostface in the Scream movies. It sounds like that. Turns out it wasn't the same person. But man, I wonder if Scream was going for this.
This movie has had a reference on things to come. Tarantino did use some of the music that is in this film. The score is done by a famous rock producer, as well as the Germs, the LA punk band. He did use them in Grindhouse for his segment.
If you'd like to hear this entire episode, it's available to listeners who donate by August 31st, 2018.
What's going on? Why can't you trust me? Is it me? Are you turned off to me?
No.
Why don't you want me anymore?
I'm tired. That's all.
This series is available along with retrospectives on The Godfather, Assault on Precinct 13, Jurassic World, Jaws, Deep Blue Sea, plus the Al Pacino Cops and Al Pacino Mobsters series. The more you donate, the more bonus podcasts you get to hear.
I like to watch.
If you like to watch, take that hanky out of your pocket, asshole.
If you enjoy the show we do week after week, help keep us on the air. You can find a link to pledge by clicking the banner at the top of our website, nowplayingpodcast.com, or go to nowplayingpodcast.com/donate.
So wrap it up. I don't care how you do it. You clean this thing up, or I will put somebody in your office who can.
The opinions expressed on Now Playing are those of the individual hosts and may not reflect the opinion of Venganza Media Incorporated.
I just have to do more with the information I already have.
Venganza Media Incorporated is not affiliated with the motion pictures reviewed or otherwise referred to herein. All movie clips and music included in this podcast are the intellectual property of their respective copyright holders. They are included here for the purpose of review and no infringement is intended.
Come on, baby, I cannot handle another bust this month.
Now Playing Podcast is an exclusive trademark of Venganza Media Incorporated and may not be used without the expressed written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated. All rights reserved. Now Playing is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2018, and no part of this show may be reproduced, repurposed, or redistributed without the written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated.
You made me do that.